Hello, I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
How come you're always so drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag?
It's December 15th.
Happy December 15th.
Woohoo!
The Ides of December.
10 days till Christmas!
Ugh. I mean, those of you who celebrate are probably getting excited.
We're here in Memphis, Tennessee. We've had a change of location. We've had a change of location on the podcast. It's very exciting.
Taking this
here.
Shit on the road.
We're here with our good friend and wine enthusiast, Sally Utek. Sally?
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me on. I wasn't not aware this was an unofficial podcast.
It is. Sorry.
Okay.
We might have skipped over that.
Okay, yeah.
It's an official podcast. It's just not officially sanctioned.
It's an unofficial companion podcast.
We came to a parting of ways with Costco. We just wanted to be able to say whatever we could. And we didn't want to be kind of hemmed in by their needs. And also,
they begged us to stay, but we were just like, sorry, we need our expressive freedom.
And when you say they begged us to stay, you mean to say that they didn't do that. But
so this is underground.
Like, but that was a joke.
We didn't reach out to them at all.
No,
but
that was a joke.
This is underground.
This is like underground.
This is like the zine of podcasts.
It's like, yeah, it's so the zine of podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should call it a Zodcast. Like, that's how much of a zine a podcast is.
In the sense that, you know, you don't listen to a zine, and no one listens to this podcast. Should I pull out the wine?
Yeah, let's get it out. Go ahead and get
all
it
right.
out. This.
Okay.
All right, look at this.
This is a great label. This
okay.
is the Azimato. Which is a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
Nice.
And I'm burying the lead there because this label has some cute animals on it. It has three cute little birds, and the birds are each wearing a red bow tie, cute little blue glasses, and a little hat.
A little green hat, looks like. Are they green?
A little kind of green bowler hat, you're right.
Cute.
Yeah, so hell of cute.
Very cute, good for the holidays. What kind of birds do you think those are?
It's kind of like a finch. Is that a little finch? I'm going to call that some kind of a finch form factor.
I don't know birds, but I'll go with it. Okay, the Azimato. This Montepulciano from Abruzzo. Azimato translates to dapper, which I think is why we have such dapper little birds there.
Yeah.
They are so cutie.
I think that's really, really cute.
Some facts to know about this wine. The Montepulciano here that we have today is grown in central and southern Italy. It
nice
is
pop.
Low acid, mild, fruity, and something that has been incorporated into many Italian wines, many Italian wine blends. I think it's going to be pretty good. I have high hopes for this one.
Looks red. Kind of a nice.
Let's see.
It's kind of dark in here, but it seems like a nice deep red to me. What do we. Oh, Sarah's making a face.
My.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, now I'm afraid to sip.
That's not that bad.
It's got a sweet nose.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A not very sweet taste.
I was going to say, it kind of smells like baking bread.
Yeah, kind of
kind of rough.
Oof. Thought you said this shit was mild.
They said it was mild. Low acidity.
Well, it don't taste good.
Mm-mm. I don't think it tastes very good either.
Okay.
Yeah, no, let it marinate on the tongue.
Maybe it needs to open up a little.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break and let this shit open up, and maybe it'll get good.
That's right.
Okay, well, This one was pretty rough. It's got a kind of peppery, licoricey, chalky, tarry taste. I'm going to say they call it Dazimato, which means dapper. I call it Shifo, which means crapper. Mm-hmm. It's supposedly, according to the World 24 Wines website, goes well with chicken tikka masala, lasagna, lamb kebabs, or beef birria tacos. I think it goes well down the drain. Oh. I give it 1 JB. Mm. Mic drop.
All right. So, have you ever, like, gone to bed without brushing your teeth, and then you, like, mostly breathed through your mouth all night, and then you... And then you wake up in the morning and your tongue feels furry. It kind of gives that feeling, which I know white wine or red wine can do. I feel like this definitely gives me like hangover mouth before I'm even drunk. The note that I get that's the most persistent, I think, is like a wet paper grocery bag.
Ooh, that's so good.
like it tastes to me like
the... Like you picked up a dirty, wet paper grocery bag from the gutter and like licked it.
I don't even... Yeah, like just kind of that, yeah.
Or just
like
kind of smelled
yes,
it.
Mm-hmm,
just
kind mm-hmm, of... Gives me a wet paper grocery bag with like a back of the throat finish of motor oil.
Yeah.
Oof. And I find the one thing that I tend to like about red wine, you know, also I'm an espresso drinker over coffee drinker, so I like a non-water beverage to like have some texture. This feels watery to me, however, even like it's thin, it's watery, it's not very, doesn't have a lot of like body and mm-hmm. smoothness. Despite the fact that it makes my tongue thick, it is not thick itself. It's kind of, in a way, it may be like defying physics, which I think we should consider that an interesting fact. I like the label though. I mean, I think the label is absolutely adorable, and so some thought was put into that, which I at least appreciate. I feel like if I was drinking a bad wine that clearly nobody cared about and just put it in like an ugly bottle, then I'd just be offended. But I'm like, well, at least somebody tried to make something out of this situation.
Maybe they spent all their money on the illustrator, they had
not
no
on the wine.
And they were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
What wine can we get for cheap?
Not on the wine. And I just saw that this bills itself as an everyday, your everyday red wine. And I feel like anybody who drinks this every day.
Please, no.
Is a person of great concern.
Yeah. Agree.
So five jingle bells from you, Sally. Here.
So I think
you've
been
holding your cards pretty close to your chest.
Yeah. So I think I have to agree with the one jingle bell. Yeah.
So I don't know, guys. I feel like it's really opened up, and I'm loving this wine. No, I agree with you. This wine sucks.
Yeah,
this is when I've said on this podcast before, I really don't like Italian wines generally, and this to me is like, this is the kind of wine I'm talking about, which you get so much of, where it's just bleh. And then the little apologists for Italian wine are like, well, you know, you're really supposed to drink it with food. And it's like, yeah, I guess that would take some of the bad taste out of my mouth. Like, I would rather be eating this with some, like, really intense food. But it does, like, I want the wine to stand on its own. And this one, it manages to be both, like, kind of unpleasantly dry on the mouth. And also, like, has this weird kind of rotten, cloying, like, almost kind of sweetness to it at times. But it's, yeah, it's bitter, it's rough. Sarah, I think it's interesting you mentioned tar, because I wouldn't put my cigarette out in this wine. What else do I have to say? I don't like it. The label's fucking great.
It, so cute.
Sometimes when I actually am shopping for individual bottles of wine and not just pulling them out of an advent calendar, I do like, if something has a really good label, I do think to myself, like, how much money just went into the marketing budget? And like, how much of the price is the marketing budget as opposed to what went into the wine? Like, you know, I always want to buy that wine with Snoop Dogg on it.
Yeah.
But it's not very good. And I have bought it. But I'm just like, yeah, because half of that money probably went to just secure Snoop Dogg. Mm. The Snoop. And this doesn't even have Snoop Dogg on it.
Blaming Snoop Dogg for bad wines?
I'm not blaming Snoop Dogg, but... Yes, I have to
feel like, though, you consider the source there, like, Snoop Dogg may actually think that wine is good, because I question how, at this point in his life, maybe how much Snoop Dogg's taste buds have just been dulled, and maybe that wine, I mean, this is all to say, this is a very subjective situation, taste and wine and all of that, so... I just don't want a listener to feel alienated if they're sitting drinking this wine thinking this is lovely.
No,
it might be because there's something wrong with your body is why you like it. But that's okay.
I don't know. If you like this one, yeah, it's true. There might be something wrong with you, but I mean, you do you. If you like it, you like it.
If you like it,
I don't get it.
Like, you should drink it, but also then, like, see a doctor.
And, like, definitely, like, if you're coming over to my house, don't bring wine.
No. Right.
So, yeah, one JB for me, too. That's one, one, and one. Sarah, what does that tabulate to?
That tabulates to one.
All right. Well, Sally, I'm sorry we couldn't bring you something better, but...
Maybe next
I believe
time.
You're sitting in tomorrow, so maybe we'll have something good for you then.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, and only endorsed by affiliated with Nathan, authorized or sponsored by the 2023 Wine Calendar.
Oh, I had something else funny to say. Sally, it was, you mentioned, like, brushing your teeth, and I thought you were going to say, like, this tastes like I just brushed my teeth, because it's so fucking nasty, and it tastes like it sucks.
No, it tastes like I'm nasty.